At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
Does our intern Aaron, do you have at Mike Music, have you submitted any?
Okay. Oh, here we go. Ooh, is this your first one?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's going to ask, what song is it?
That's Fergie.
That's Fergie?
Love. It
all
is
right.
The theme for the Sex and the City movie.
Okay, perfect. Nice song.
Very cool. All right, pull that microphone up. Speak up nice and loud into it, because we've got to address something that you submitted to Jen as one of your topics.
Sure.
All I'm going to do is I'm going to read your topic verbatim. Joanna's in here.
Why don't you have her read it
okay.
verbatim? Because I'm well, in
no,
the passion of it all.
I've got notes all over it, and she'll know what I'm getting at.
Oh, okay.
So I can't. But Joanna, we're going to do this just like this is our meeting yesterday, because what we do is we just go around and we read all this stuff.
Let me play Words with Friends. Go ahead.
And then Joanna, yeah, if it's just like the meeting, Wendy and Melissa are checked out.
Yeah, that's what we did yesterday.
But Joanna, I just want you to say stop at the point where you announced your revelation.
Okay.
And I think, Jen, did you hop on this bandwagon pretty quickly?
Once Joanna said it, I thought, ooh, she might have a point.
Right. Okay. So
okay.
Here we go.
All right.
This is from our intern, Aaron.
Okay.
My boyfriend told me last week that basically he's ready to grow up. He said he wants to quit smoking. He wants to get in shape. He wants a workspace to work from home in. And this is the big one. He wants to sell his Xbox.
He's cheating.
What?
He's cheating on you.
Why do you think that?
Because there's so many, I mean, I'm only giving you my explanation.
I know.
I looked up from Words with Friends. What is
AOL? How many points is infidelity?
Wow.
Well, that's what Joanna said yesterday when we were going through these topics. She goes, oh, he's found someone else. And I was like, oh, my same reaction as you. And then I thought, that is why a guy wants to change everything all of a sudden out of the blue. Like from nowhere, all of a sudden he starts like... You know, he's never worked out a day in his life, and all of a sudden he's like, I'm hitting the gym! You're like, wait a second.
Really? And it just seems like a lot of changes all at once. And usually when they do that, that means that they've met someone, and they're trying to impress them. And I'm only giving you this from what I read, obviously.
And she waves her big engagement ring in front of you.
I mean, don't get me wrong. When Jason starts to change things, I get a little, like, suspicious. I'm like, why? Well, why do you want to do that? Why all of a sudden are you... You know, don't you want to play your Xbox? You play it all the time.
Well, we've gotten a lot of emails from listeners who think that we beat up on our intern. So how does that make you feel?
I know. So welcome.
Wow. It's really harsh.
Well,
let's get some background first. How long have you been with the cheater?
Stop. It's just Joanna's theory.
Just mine.
We've been together for 4 years.
Okay.
How old is he?
He will be 30 in July.
Okay.
So maybe he's just making a lifestyle change because he's 30.
I think it could be because he's turning 30 in July, actually,
There you go.
He's had a lot of different jobs. For as long as we've been together, he's been a car salesman. That's where we met, actually. I was a receptionist at a car dealership. He was a salesman.
And he really sold you, huh?
He really sold me. Yeah.
He put her in overdrive.
You want to take me for it?
He said, baby, you want to buy a car? I said, yeah, I want to buy that car.
I will shift your gears.
are we done with the out-joking each other?
Okay.
All right. Anywho. So he switched careers this year. He's doing something totally different. He's selling printers and copiers, and he's doing really well. He really likes it. It's more of a, I guess, adult job for him, he says. So that's why he wants to get into his work more. He wants to have a workspace at home because it's the first time he's been able to work at home. You know, when he was working at the car dealership, it was just 9 to 9 every single day. He was there all the time. He might as well have lived there. But now that he can work at home, he wants a space to work at home, and he wants to be able to concentrate because he wants to make money for us and basically the family that we want to build.
Do you guys live together?
Yeah, we've lived together for a year.
Okay. Well, I mean, and the Xbox thing, so
It's weird, but I mean, well, he told me last week that he wanted to sell it, right? And I was totally surprised. I was like, why? You play that thing all the time. And he's like, well, you know, I just want to concentrate on my work and I don't want to.
Between
these
you
distractions.
And my girlfriend and my new job, I don't have any time to play it anymore.
But I do agree with the fact that guys will, it's almost like they will go in the same direction until something hits them into another one. And so what you're saying is you think it's just him turning 30 is what's causing all these changes.
And yeah, Joanna, you think it's that he's raising an eyebrow at somebody else.
Well, I mean, from the email, now listening to you and saying, yeah, maybe it is the 30 thing, but then again, my brother's over 30 and he plays Xbox, so,
well,
you know.
We've met your brother.
He did actually go back and say, he was like, well, we can sell the Xbox and then get a Wii because there aren't those games that he plays on Xbox that he would play all day like he does, you know, on Xbox. Mm-hmm. So, and he was like, we can still have Netflix on the Wii. And then he actually went back a couple days ago and he was like, well, I'm not going to sell the Xbox.
Right.
I just won't play it as much.
I thought the Netflix was on the Xbox. Anyway.
Hey, Randy, welcome to the Burt Show.
How you doing?
What's going on?
Not much. I just want to know, why do all women do that? My wife does that. Every time I decide to do something different or make a change, she always kind of freaks out and reads more into it than what it actually is.
Well, for the record, I don't think he's cheating on me.
I don't think he is either. I don't think he is either.
But it's going to be an interesting weekend in Aaron's house.
Maybe you're guilty of association because most guys don't, you know, there's something that has to cause them to make a change.
Right, yeah. I mean,
they don't, you know, usually have, you know, self-motivation.
Right. Well, yeah,
according to what we've heard.
Hey,
unless they were already that way when you met them, if they make a sudden change, it's got to be for a reason.
And it's not the first time he's quit smoking either.
Hey, Claire, hold on one second, okay, Claire?
Sure.
All right, hold on. I'm going to come back to her.
And he actually did it for a long time. I think he had quit for about 6 months. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he was living with another roommate who was actually smoking, and he had just, you know, moved in with him. And then it got cold outside. And then for some reason, that was like his reason to go back and smoke again. And now, but he tried to do it cold turkey. And I think that's why he went back and he started smoking again. And
the reason why he went back is because he ever started smoking in the first place.
Right.
There's a gajillion different reasons.
Yeah. And he has a method now. He has this easy cigarette that, like, it has these packets in it of nicotine, and he can go through the motions of smoking, so he satisfies that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that next week.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Because they're filled with antifreeze.
Because they're not. They're not healthy.
Hey, Rachel, welcome to the Burt Show.
That's not just steam. Yeah, go ahead.
I have a theory.
Okay.
Maybe, are you guys engaged yet?
No, we've picked out a ring.
This was my theory.
I still have a case of nudie finger, as I call it.
Nudie finger.
Maybe he wants to save money. And so he's selling the Xbox.
Is the ring that you're interested in, does it cost more than a used Xbox?
I guess.
I hope so.
I mean, yeah.
You see, women are so picky.
He could be making these changes.
Come on. It's not 2 months' salary.
He could be making these changes because he wants to start a life, start a family eventually, and these are the proper steps to take in order to get there.
I mean, those are all great reasons. I still stick with he's cheating, because what about the working out thing? Guys, I just think that there has to be something that they're trying to impress when all of a sudden they pick up a workout routine. Like, what happened to just sitting on the couch? You're not satisfied with that anymore, so now you've got
to... You guys remember?
Not necessarily unathletic.
A few years ago, Bert started working out when he met Delvette. And he's trying to impress.
Not saying, just saying.
Hey, Melissa, welcome to the Bert Show.
Hi, guys.
What's going on?
I was going to say, I think the turning 30 thing definitely affects guys.
That's what I think.
My husband now, like, he's the most calculated person ever. And he was when he was 29 also. But the weekend that he turned 30, we were going out of town to Savannah for a trip to celebrate his birthday. And that weekend, he put an offer on a house he looked at once for like 10 minutes. I mean, it was just, I think in his head, he had this idea of things that he needed to accomplish before he's 30. Mm-hmm. And owning a house was on that list. So he made this just crazy decision that was totally out of character for him. But I think a lot of guys are like that. So maybe
your boyfriend had made the decision to be a non-smoking, non-game-playing, work-from-home, in-shape guy by the time he's 30. So he's got a month to pull it all off.
Well, yeah.
He's just hustling. Claire, you'll be our last phone call.
Oh, great.
All right. So what is your question for Aaron?
I'm curious to find out what her sign is and what his sign is.
And how will the zodiac signs help you analyze this?
Well, I was listening, and she said that his birthday's next month.
Right.
If he's a Cancer, Cancers are homebodies. And, you know, they've been together for 4 years. They obviously know each other. And turning 30 for anybody, that's a turning point in your life. So he's probably just making some major decisions. And the whole marriage thing, you know, the lady that was talking about, I was thinking the same thing. He's probably going to ask her to marry him. So here's a little tip. Quality over quantity. Trust me on that one.
So what is your sign? To answer the question, what is your sign, Aaron?
My sign is Gemini. I'm May 27th.
Okay.
Okay.
And you're his... both. I'm sorry?
You're both water signs.
Yeah.
You're actually on the cusp of a Cancer. What's his birth date?
July 13th.
July 13th. Okay, mm-hmm. So you're both Cancers. You're both a lot alike. Your family is very important to you.
Did this become a reading?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're actually, our families are strangely alike, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're very compatible. I'm sure if you were together in public, people would probably think you're more like brother and sister than a couple.
That's comfortable.
Yeah.
Especially when they see him making out.
Well, after listening to all this, all of those opinions are completely realistic, but as for the sake of consistency, I'm sticking with cheating. Just because I don't want to waver on mine. I'm going to be consistent. Well,
so Joanna says, go psycho and check his phone today.
Do it.
Absolutely. Perfect. Joanna, you got it
he
all
has
figured
a Blackberry,
out.
So no,
good first job on the air, Aaron. Nice to meet you. Yeah. Yeah.
The Burt Show.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Capture your favorite summer feeling with Pandora Jewelry. Discover a collection inspired by the sunshine, freedom, and moments that make the season unforgettable. From sun-kissed medals to personalized pieces ready to be engraved with your summer mantra, each design moves with you. From beach days to golden nights and every memory in between. Shop Pandora Jewelry's new summer collection in-store or online at Pandora.net and let your summer unfold.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.